Hey guys, I'm Danielle, and I'm so excited to welcome you to the Fearless After 40 podcast. I'm a full-time working mom of three and married to my biggest supporter. My hope is that this podcast and my stories will help you to punch fear in the face when it comes to mom guilt, fad diets, and limiting beliefs so that you can finally step into your purpose, gain back your confidence, and live your best life. Hey guys, welcome back to Fearless After 40. This is episode number 36, and I am titling this one, Find Your Why, Lose Your Excuses, Get the Results. So we're already a few weeks into the new year already, but can I ask you a question? Have you given up on those goals or resolutions you set out to accomplish on January 1st? Now here's the thing. Don't get discouraged if you have, because you're not alone. But why do most people not make it past a few weeks? Have you ever thought about that? Well, in today's episode, I am going to address that, and I'm going to give you some tips that can help you beat the odds so that you can accomplish your goals. Here's what it comes down to. Your why. So what is the reason why you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish? You have to have so strong of a why that when you come up against those obstacles, when you hit a wall, when your day is hard and you are struggling and you just want to give up, your why is so strong that you don't. Because guys, it's hard to lose weight. It's hard to follow a fitness program or go to the gym or go outside when the weather's crappy. It's hard to, you know, train for, you know, maybe a marathon or train for some type of, you know, maybe it's like a bodybuilding competition. All of those things are hard. But if you have a why that is so deeply ingrained in you, when you hit those obstacles and it is a hard day, that is going to be the thing that pushes you forward. So that is where you need to start. Think about what your why is. Is it to get healthier? Is it for your kids? Is it to set a positive example for them? Is it to accomplish something that you have never accomplished in your life? Maybe it is something that you want to do so bad because so many people have, you know, said you couldn't do it, or they don't believe that you can, or they don't support you. So whatever it is, you need to have that in your mind first and foremost. And every time it becomes hard, because it's going to be hard, because all of these things that you set out to accomplish, no matter what they are, small or big, are going to be hard, but you need to be able to rely on that reason why you are doing what you're doing, and that is going to help you propel yourself forward. And, you know, if it takes you writing it on your mirror that you see every day, if it takes you, you know, putting it in your phone, maybe it is the label that you, you know, set your alarm to, that when your alarm goes off in the morning, your why jumps right out at you. So you see that first thing in the morning. So maybe it is that you want to work out in the morning, but you're just too darn tired and you would rather sleep and the bed is warm and comfy and you don't want to get up. But you know that if you don't get this workout in first thing in the morning, you're not going to. So maybe you need to have that why as the label on your alarm. So when it goes off, you see it, and that helps you get out of bed and get your workout done and lose your excuses, because you know what you need to do to get to the end result, whatever that is. So step one is going to be figuring out what your why is. I can tell you, I have different whys for different things in my life. Like for the workouts and my nutrition and the 75 hard challenge I'm doing, I want to, for once, stop quitting on myself. I want to, for once, follow through in all aspects with my nutrition, with my workouts, with being accountable with myself. I want to do all things and see it through for those 75 days. I don't want to say, oh, this is really hard, I don't think I can do it, and quit on myself. I don't want to continue waking up on Sunday mornings and being like, oh my gosh, my stomach is killing me because I had to eat all that stuff last night because I just gave into it. Okay, that is the thing that is stuck in my head, that I want to prove to myself that I can do this because I know I can. And I know that it is going to help me in all aspects of my life. And it is going to prove to me that I am a strong person, that I am capable of hard things, that I can do anything I put my mind to, even if it pushes me out of my comfort zone, even if it's hard, even if there are days that it just sucks. I need to go back to that why, and I need to know that I can do it. With this coaching business that I've been doing for 2 years now, my why is my family. My why is knowing one day that I can be home with them full time, that I can take my kids to school, that I can take them to doctor's appointments instead of making arrangements with somebody else, that I can, you know, provide them with anything their heart desires without me being concerned about not having the money, not being able to afford it. You know, it's like there's so many things that we are burdened by when it, you know, comes back to, you know, the 9-to-5 job that we have. And I don't want that. I want to be able to drive my kids to school every morning and pick them up after school and go to those class parties and go on field trips and, you know, be at home and just not have to worry about figuring out all the little details, because that's what it's like for me right now. And that is my why. I want to be able to take us on a Disney vacation without a care in the world and not have to be like, all right, are we going to be able to afford this? Maybe we need to scale back. Maybe we can't do this for another year. Maybe we can only go 5 days because it's really, really expensive and I don't know that we're going to be able to afford this. Or, you know, because I can only go on these trips for the most part during the school year because it's cheaper then. And when I mean cheaper at Disney, it's not really cheaper. You know, I have to think, okay, well, I'm going to have to bank these couple personal days and I'm going to have to stretch it out over a weekend and I'm going to have to take an unpaid day or two so that I can make this work. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to take my 7 days whenever the heck I want to take my 7 days and not have to worry about it. That is all part of my why that gets me up every single morning and continues pushing me toward that goal of making this coaching business my life and my reality and living out my dream. So you need to sit down and figure out what that why is, because that is going to be your first step. Because if you don't have something that's going to keep pushing you through the hard stuff, then you might as well not even bother. I'm going to just say it that way. It might sound mean. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just saying, if you don't have a why that you can hold tightly onto, every time it gets hard, you're going to quit. Every time you hit an obstacle, you're going to quit. Every time that, you know, you're just not feeling it that day, you are going to quit. And that is what happens to so many people right now with their New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever you want to call them. So figure out your why. Once you figure that out, that is going to help you to lose your excuses. Too many people, myself included, not that long ago, could live off of excuses. It's hard. The weather's crappy. I'm tired. I don't have time. It's too expensive. I don't think I could do it. I failed in the past. That doesn't work. Whatever the excuse is, you have to lose it. That is the only thing that is going to get you to the results, to your goals, to whatever you are going to achieve. And that feeling of achievement, that feeling of, I did this, I proved this to myself, I proved other people wrong, I'm stronger than I realize. All of those things, whether it is losing weight, whether it is crossing that finish line, whether it's finishing a workout program, whether it is getting a job promotion, maybe it's quitting a job and going after your dream job, whatever it is, you need to lose the excuses, because we all have them. Everybody has excuses. Everyone can come up with a million excuses to keep them from going after whatever their goals are. A million. Because you know why? It's easier to let our excuses guide us than to fail at something. But how about this? What if you didn't fail? What if you actually achieved the goal that you set out for? How about that? Like, you know that that's possible, right? You know that that's possible, but it's easier to just listen to the excuses so that we don't get to that point of failure, so that we don't try something and maybe it doesn't work out. But wouldn't you have rather tried something and failed than to never have tried it at all and not know if you could have succeeded, if you could have crushed whatever this goal is? I mean, I, for one, I'm going for the goal every single time. I'm going to figure it out. I will get there. It might take me 10 tries. It might take me 15 tries. It might take me 3 years. It might take me 5 years, but I will accomplish that goal. And you need to be of that mindset that you are going to accomplish that goal, whatever it is, however long it takes, whatever you need to do. So if I can help you in some way to accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish, maybe you did set a goal for yourself on January 1st and January 5th, you threw in the towel. January 12th, you threw in the towel, whatever it is. If you are ready to go after that goal again, to find your why, to lose your excuses, to get your results, please reach out to me and let's talk. Even if it's just a talk, even if it's just a say to me, this is my goal, this is my why, this is what I'm going to do. Please share it with me, because I would love to cheer you on. I would love to root for you. I would love to see you succeed. So please reach out to me on Instagram at Mrs. Danielle Kramer, or you can reach out to me on my website, DanielleKramerFitness.com. Have a great week, guys, and empower your world.